על השיעור בעשיריות.
Preparation.
We're reading an excerpt in preparation for the lesson from the writings of Rabash, Article 24, the difference between charity and a gift. After much time has passed, when one has invested his energies and he does not see any fulfillment for...
We will read together now a passage from Holy Gone to the Goal Above the Ascents and Descents, Chesed number 11 from Rabash, what is the shepherds of Lot and the shepherds of Abraham in the work. In any beginning, a person has to start the taking on the kingdom of heaven anew. And it's not enough that yesterday he had some faith in the Lord. Therefore, any time one assumes the kingdom of heaven, it is considered a new discernment. That is, that now he takes on a part of the vacant space that was empty of the kingdom of heaven, and he puts that empty place in, and he fills it up with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that he now scrutinizes something new that wasn't there before he took that empty place and filled it up with the kingdom of heaven. This is considered that he raised a new spark into sanctity. Until out of the many ascents, he's always raising sparks from the empty place into sanctity. It follows that from each and every descent, he comes to a new ascent, and he raises new sparks. Therefore, when a person sees that he has descents, he has to watch out that he won't run away from the battle, even though he sees that he is not advancing. Rather, he has to try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he is starting to ascend, he won't say that again he is coming to his previous degree. It follows that he hasn't done anything with his work, since he thinks that he is now rising to his previous degree. However, he has to believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he is raising new sparks, until he will raise the sparks that belong to his discernment, his Bechina. Again, in every beginning, a person has to start assuming the kingdom of heaven anew. And it is not enough that he had yesterday faith in the Creator. Therefore, any time he is assuming the kingdom of heaven, it is considered as a new discernment, meaning that now he is taking on a part of the empty space that was vacant from the kingdom of heaven, and he brings in that empty place and he fills it up with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that he has now scrutinized something new that wasn't there before he took that empty place and filled it up with the kingdom of heaven. And this is considered that he elevated a new spark into sanctity. until out of the many ascents, he is always raising sparks from the vacant space into sanctity. It follows that from each and every descent, he comes to a new beginning, and he is raising new sparks. Therefore, when a person sees that he has descents, he should be careful not to run away from the battle, even though he sees that he is not progressing. Rather, he must try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he is beginning to ascend, one should not say that he has returned to his previous degree. This would mean that he did nothing with his work, since he thinks that he is now ascending to his previous level. Rather, he must believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he is raising different sparks until he will raise the sparks that pertain to his essence, his degree.
And so it will be progressively more. The disconnections will become greater and greater until a person cannot affiliate them with his work at all. Until, like with Baal Shem Tov, you know, he came to a state where he doesn't remember the letters. Not what it's all about, the creator, the created being, the spiritual work. Nothing, nothing at all. Even disconnected from this world. So confused, he doesn't know where he is. About himself, he doesn't know. It's as if he's gone mad. He loses all reason, and I'm not even talking about above reason. To that extent, we need to be prepared for such things, because we're scrutinizing shattered, broken parts, raising them up. It's not us doing it, it's the upper light affecting us. The descent is an addition of light which affects us, and this addition brings us empty, shattered vessels from the shattering of Adam HaRishon, and we begin to work with that. Therefore, that's what we should understand. And here it's only the group. It gives the person all of the support it can, and then one comes out of that state and begins by himself. After the support of the group, he begins to add of his own and to gradually climb to the new correction. And each time it's new, but each time it's worse. And this is an indication of progress. Therefore, each time it requires a vut, a covenant, a rope thrown to him to pull him back up to life, more and more. And each new discernment is new. Every day shall be new to you. Any questions? None. All right. But we need to relate to these things with seriousness. And this is work. It's our path. No questions. Okay, so you discuss this amongst yourselves. Read it again.
Again, this is quote number 11. From Rabash, what is the herdsman of Abram's cattle and the herdsman of Lot's cattle in the work? In every beginning, a person must start anew the acceptance of the kingdom of heaven. It is not enough that yesterday he had faith in the Creator. For this reason, every acceptance of the kingdom of heaven is considered a new discernment.
Faith in the Lord, meaning that he ascribed everything that happened to him to the Creator.
That is, that now he receives a part of the vacant space that was devoid of the kingdom of heaven, and admits that empty place and fills it with the kingdom of heaven. It follows that now he sorted out a new thing, which did not exist before he took that empty place and filled it with the kingdom of heaven. This is regarded as elevating a new spark into the Kedusha. Finally, from all of the ascents, he always raises sparks from the vacant space into Kedusha. It follows that from each descent he arrives at a new beginning. and raises new sparks. Hence, when a person sees that he has this sense, he should be careful not to run away from the battle, even though he sees that he is not progressing. Rather, he must try to start anew each time. That is, the fact that he begins to ascend does not mean that he has returned to his previous degree. This would mean that he did nothing by his work, since he thinks that he is now ascending to his previous level. Rather, he must believe that this is a new discernment, that each time he raises different sparks, until he raises the sparks that pertain to his essence.
Discuss this, please. How every time when we feel this connection, it's a new discernment coming, meaning it's not a descent, it's an addition of a new corrupted vessel where we now need to invest our energies in order to also attribute it to the Creator's governance.
That extra that was there, that kli that existed in the beginning, after we ascended in order to be filled up, in order to grow, the Creator has to add to it some addition of coarseness so that we will have more matter to work with, so that we will expand our kli until we reach a state where we create a kli that is entirely in equivalence of form with the Creator.
Yes, it's actually a gift. When we feel this burden, this heaviness, it's a sign that we deserve, we are worthy of activating the power of Avut in the Asriya against this new burden in order to use it and to rise above.
All of our work is the left rejects and the right brings closer. In fact, we always advance, and we're given something to overcome and something that we can rise above.
Also, our preparation in the 10, when these states come, and even worse states, and within the 10 we have these anchors to help a person hold on in those situations.
Yes, apparently, if we don't use the force of the group, there is no chance, there's no hope. It is so threatening, so scary, that indeed running away from the battle is the only option you have in order to be saved, in order to survive. This is why we need to prepare ourselves in advance with the 10 and to find some salvation there.
Yes, every time we need to ultimately, with the help of the 10, achieve connection, and that is the conclusion of every degree, and to rise back up to get a new part of the still uncorrected will to receive.
To a certain extent, we can see it each day. This is why we have the covenant between us. So then, you know, throughout the day we keep it, and we integrate with the words of Rab, Kabbalists, and with the words of Rab, and remember the goal again and again, and by this commitment we help each other to use these states in the right way.
It's felt how these anchors we have throughout the day help to bring out, to take out the perspective which is all about me, my emptiness, and so on. And it helps you look towards the Creator and connection. And so, like true friends, we float above this world, and we focus on where it all comes from.
Yes, this is why we have no chance to advance without the 10, because only from there can we take the force to start the process anew each time when another broken kli is revealed.
Yes, and each and every 10 needs to equip itself with such supports so that these states don't affect the work, its quality and its pace.